This is Radio Boston, and I'm Asma Khalid. This hour at the Massachusetts State House, Governor Charlie Baker is scheduled to sign into law the so-called Access Bill. Access because it ensures that Massachusetts women will continue to have the access to free birth control that they gained under the Obama administration and the Affordable Care Act. To tell us more, we're joined, as we are most Mondays, by Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. Hey, Carrie.
Hey,
thank you for coming in.
Sure.
So what exactly is new in this law?
Well, so I'd sum up this law as saying very generally to Massachusetts women, don't worry. You know, no matter what happens in Washington, here in Massachusetts, we'll be doing our best to keep your birth control covered and free with no copays. And in fact, the law even is going to expand your coverage a little bit. So basically what it does is it encodes into state law, the Obama era, so federal mandates for free birth control, meaning in most cases, it has to be covered. It has to be copay free. And you might remember that after President Trump was elected, a lot of younger women were saying, quick, get your IUD now, right? Because it might not stay covered under a Trump administration. Well, for many women in Massachusetts now, this law is trying to give them more confidence that they don't need to rush to get that IUD, that their birth control coverage has just gotten some more legal protection.
Got it. Okay. So, Carrie, it seems like this is really particularly timely because I do recall last month, President Trump rolled back the Obama-era rule that employers had to cover birth control through their insurance plans. And it seems like there was essentially a religious or a moral objection that a company had. They could exempt themselves out from this. And, of course, you know, the question is what constitutes a moral objection that doesn't seem to really be clearly defined.
Right.
So to clearly understand what you're saying, it seems like this new rule here in Massachusetts that it essentially protects women and would even protect them if their employer does essentially opt out of covering birth control.
Right, for many employers. And so now, after that Trump rule last month, Massachusetts has become the first state to, you know, fire back or respond or counter with a new law. And, you know, this is striking us, but not just because it's the first such response, but because this law just sailed so quickly through the legislature in recent days. And the law saying, again, that not only are we cementing into place the Obama-era birth control mandate, but we're going to even expand our birth control coverage a little bit.
Okay, so Carrie, talk to me a little bit about that last part of it. How does it do that? How does it expand coverage?
So, for example, the new law requires insurers in most cases to cover a full year of birth control pills at once. You know, until now, oftentimes women have had to go back to the pharmacy again and again in the course of a year to get their prescriptions. And it also requires coverage of more types of birth control. And it says that emergency contraception, so the so-called morning after pill, has to be covered without a prescription, which makes sense because when you need it fast.
Got it. And this is for all employers in Massachusetts?
No, by no means all. So it's important to note that it's for companies that buy Massachusetts health insurance. So it doesn't apply to companies that insure themselves. So that's many big institutions and even some cities and towns. They fall under federal law instead. So it doesn't technically apply to them, but they do tend to follow state norms on coverage. And so the backers of this law say they're hoping the self-insured companies will adopt what the law does as well.
Got it. And when will these new rules go into effect?
So the law comes into effect right away when Governor Baker signs it this afternoon, probably in a few minutes. But insurers have 6 months to get these changes into place.
All right. So given that the Trump administration only issued its new birth control rule last month, I mean, you mentioned this as well, Carrie. This seems extraordinarily fast given the sort of usual pace of Massachusetts legislative action.
Yes, it is lightning fast by legislative standards. And it's pretty amazing that this was close to unanimous. Mm-hmm. It was unanimous in the Senate and close in the House. Here's Ilana Margolis from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts.
All the stars were aligned to make this happen. It was the right time and the right thing to do.
And she says this law is sending a message to Washington and to other states.
We're setting an example. We're showing how differing thoughts and opinions can come together and find common goals. And we're saying that we're willing to move first, fast, and frankly, furiously to get it done.
And Asma, when was the last time you heard a health insurer say they were going to move furiously, right?
So, Carrie, you know, she mentioned that there were differing thoughts and opinions, but it seems like support for this bill was essentially unanimous. So what's she referring to there?
Right. So the support could be so unanimous because there'd been a lot of work done in advance. There was a whole lot of negotiating between the coalition that backed the bill, which included Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice Massachusetts, the ACLU, and the state's powerful health insurers. So it was their ability, these two groups' ability to reach compromises and then come out jointly supporting the bill that cleared the way for it to sail through.
Got it, got it. And what kinds of compromises are you talking about?
Well, so for example, the insurers were kind of leery of covering 12 months of birth control at once because that can be wasteful if the pill doesn't work out for a woman, right? So they reached a compromise that at first, if you're trying a new pill, you only get coverage for 3 months to make sure it works for you. Then you can get the 12-month coverage. Or, for example, the birth control advocates really wanted mandated coverage of vasectomies, but they surrendered on that one. And they say they'll come back to it. And most plans do cover vasectomies anyway.
All right. And so all of that got hashed out in advance then.
Right. Because if you don't have a state's powerful health insurers backing a bill that mandates health insurance coverage, you probably won't get very far, right? So one of the bill's big backers, Rebecca Hartholder from NARAL Pro-Choice Massachusetts, says that for her, the biggest takeaway for advocates of birth control here is not to be afraid to work with unlikely partners.
When you enter into negotiations with insurers who understand the public health benefits of birth control, you know, you're able to hammer out a compromise. And there were moments when I didn't think it would happen, but we hung in there and we stayed at the table with them. So, it was really not being afraid to have strange bedfellows when pushing for women's reproductive freedom. And that was a really important lesson for me.
And from the other side, we have Laura Pellegrini, who leads the Mass Association of Health Plans. She says she also had moments when she wasn't sure an agreement could be reached. But she says women here and around the country are feeling under siege these days, is how she puts it. And she says she hopes this new law will help them feel more confident, at least about birth control.
Got it.
And that women can sleep better tonight knowing that they will still have access to these important birth control methods. I also think there's a real opportunity here for, once again, Massachusetts to lead.
And Laura Pellegrini thinks this is the first measure in the country where the Planned Parenthood Coalition and the health insurers came together like this to figure out how to protect free birth control coverage in the face of these federal challenges.
Okay. So, Carrie, am I correct in assuming that a lot of the impetus for this bill came from women?
Well, that would certainly be correct, yes, but by no means only women. So Dr. Jennifer Childs-Roschak, she's the chief of Planned Parenthood in Massachusetts. She says the men in the insurance industry and in politics didn't need much arm twisting because when you talk about access to birth control, everybody has a story to tell.
How they almost missed filling their prescription, or they had to run to the pharmacy at the last minute to pick up their girlfriend's birth control pill, or they had a condom break and needed access to emergency contraception.
So, you know, I'm actually thinking, Asma, given that this bill passed almost unanimously, it might be fair to say that here in Massachusetts, maybe abortion remains controversial, but maybe birth control really isn't anymore.
So there was really nobody against this bill.
So I'm told nobody spoke against it at the hearing that was held for it. The Catholic Action League is actually on record opposing it, but they seem to be the lone voice.
Got it. And so at this point, Carrie, final question for you is, what if a Massachusetts employer has a moral or religious objection to covering birth control? Essentially, I mean, does this law now say that that doesn't matter?
Well, so employers who buy insurance for their workers from Massachusetts insurers can only get an exemption from this new law if they're a church or another religious institution. They don't qualify for that category, they can't opt out of birth control coverage. But if they try, that could be a matter for the courts.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Carrie Goldberg is host of WBUR's Common Health Vertical. You can find a link to her post on how Massachusetts passed this bill to ensure free birth control so quickly at our website, radioboston.org.